From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
In Genesis chapter 49, verse 10, we read these tremendous words: "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." As we consider this text of Scripture today, I want to emphasize three things. First of all, consider with me the meaning of these words. These words in verse 10 are prophetic words. These words are prophesying concerning the coming Messiah. Until Shiloh come. Shiloh is referring here to Christ, the coming Redeemer, or the coming Saviour. The name Shiloh in the context of this verse is a description of the Messiah as the Prince of Peace, or as the Seed of Judah. Therefore, this text is clearly referring to the coming of Christ into the world as King of Kings. Not only does the whole Christian church accept this interpretation of the text, but even the entire Jewish synagogue agrees that this text is referring to the coming Messiah. The word Shiloh means sent forth, or peace. Therefore, when Christ was born in Bethlehem's manger, he was the sent forth one. He was the Prince of Peace. The Bible says that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. And of course, Christ came forth from the tribe of Judah, which is the kingly tribe. Micah 5, verse 2. Therefore, Genesis 49, verse 10 is a prophetic statement concerning the coming of Christ into the world as Saviour. Of course, there are many prophetic statements concerning the coming of Christ into the world as Saviour. What kind of Saviour is Shiloh? He is a sinless Saviour, because when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, he was virgin born. He was born without sin, born without iniquity. He is a substitutionary Saviour, because he was born to die. He was sent forth to go to the cross and there upon Calvary shed his precious blood for your sins and for my sins. Therefore, he is a sacrificial Saviour. He gave his life for you and for me, and he suffered on the cross in order to bear away our sins. He's a living Saviour, because after he died upon the cross, he rose again the third day, triumphantly over the grave, and he ever lives to make intercession for his people. And the Bible says that after his resurrection, he ascended back home to heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for his people. And he's the only Saviour. It was Peter who said in Acts 4 verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Praise God What a wonderful text of Scripture we have here. Hundreds of years before the Lord Jesus was born, it was prophesied in the Old Testament that he would come forth and die for our sins upon Golgotha's tree. Until Shiloh come, until Christ comes, until the Messiah comes. But notice not only the meaning of the words, but notice secondly the circumstances of these words. These words were spoken by a dying man. Jacob spoke these words to one of his sons, namely Judah. Indeed, this whole chapter is taken up with Jacob speaking to all of his sons before he died. In Genesis 49, verses 1 and 2, we read, "And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father." And then after Jacob speaks to all his sons in this chapter, he died. We read in verse 33 at the end of the chapter, "And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people." So the circumstances of verse 10 is that of a dying man speaking to Judah, his son. But there's a wonderful truth here, and I don't want you to miss it. As Jacob lay dying, speaking his last words upon this earth, he thought of Christ, the coming Saviour. He thought of the coming Messiah. Jacob looked forward to that time when Shiloh would come and save his people, when the Redeemer would come and deliver his people. In other words, Jacob died trusting in Shiloh. He died believing that Shiloh was the only hope for his salvation. Jacob died depending upon the promised Messiah. I wonder how you will die, my friend. The Bible tells us it is appointed unto man once to die. Each and every one of us, sooner or later, will face the last enemy. But how will we die? How will you die? Will you die trusting in Shiloh, trusting in Christ alone as your own and personal Redeemer? Will you die speaking of him as the Saviour of the world and as your own and personal Redeemer? Oh, my prayer is today that you will come and put your faith and trust in Christ, and that you will turn to him and believe on him as your own and personal Redeemer. Many die unprepared. Many die unsaved. Many die rejecting the love of God and the Saviour of the world. I pray that will not be your destiny, but that when you come to leave this scene of time, that you will speak of Christ as Saviour and as Lord. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And thank God, that is the only way any of us can prepare for death and for eternity. But notice, thirdly, the blessing of these words. We read, "Unto Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." These words bring hope to all who put their trust in Shiloh, all who put their trust in Christ. The text reveals to us that there will be those who will be gathered unto Shiloh. In other words, there will be those who will come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. They will come from all nations and find peace and forgiveness and salvation in the Lord Jesus. You see, Christ was Jacob's Saviour. And as he lay dying, he reminded his sons of that Saviour. Oh, I pray that you will be one of these who will be gathered unto him. In other words, I pray that you will be one of those that will trust Christ as your Redeemer. Shiloh is the sinless Saviour. We have said that. He's the sacrificial Saviour. He's the substitutionary Saviour. He's the living Saviour. We have noticed also that he's the only Saviour. But is he your Saviour? Can you look back to a day in your life when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? When this earth is no more, there's going to be a great gathering of people. In Revelation 7 and verse 9, we read about this great gathering of people. Let me read you verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. My friend, will you be one of those who are among that number in heaven when the people are gathered unto him? I pray that you will be. And if you're not saved, that even this day you will come and put your faith and trust in Shiloh, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you will turn from your sin, and this day that you will look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. For he is the only one that can redeem us and save us and bring us to heaven. Indeed, Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.